back out at the INI Historic Farm Days with the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio. I was minding my own business when I saw some really awesome looking tractors, and it pulled me over to the tractor pulling squad. How are you doing today, sir?
Very good.
And what is your name?
Eric.
Eric. So walk me through the process of building one of these machines, because clearly this is not your everyday tractor.
No, they are not. They start off normal farm tractors. We strip basically bare frame. We build all new frames. They actually have car motors in them, car transmissions that drive back to the tractor rear ends.
So a complete makeover of the tractor to turn it into this behemoth right here.
Yes.
So which one of these is yours then?
All of them.
All of them are yours. You've worked on all of them personally then?
Yes, me and my dad built every one of them you see here, and we have about 12 more at home.
That is amazing. So what got you started in it? Just it looked awesome or any particular motive?
Well, whenever I was a little kid, I always watched them, and then the sport kind of died off a little bit. So we're trying to bring it back. So I buy every one of them I can, and we rebuild them and build frame up new builds like the way they used to.
That's awesome. Is there any, I noticed that some of them have some kind of theming to them. I see debt collector, there's bank robber. Any method to the theming to, or is it just whatever feels good at the time?
Well, our very first tractor, my grandpa, that passed away a few years ago, he always said, well, it's only money that we was spending on them. So we kind of kept the money theme with our pulling team.
I guess I can see that one now, and it makes for some pretty good decal on the tractors too.
Yep.
So walk me through some kind of competition prep for this kind of stuff. Anything in particular you do to tune the machines properly or anything like that?
Spend a bunch of money on motors.
So is this the only place you do this kind of stuff, or is this also something you show off at other places around the state?
We go pretty well anywhere we can. Any chance we get, we pull within a 2 to 3 hour range all around where we live in Greenville.
I mean, and who wouldn't want to check this stuff out? Like, look at these tractors. They're awesome.
They're wild.
You have any fun stories from showing off a tractor, some kind of event that you want to share?
Oh, I met real good people, and one of the best ones right over there in that Oliver hat, and right by that V12. Yeah, just meeting good people. It's the best thing about it.
His name is Bill Cobb, not the actor.
Not the actor.
No.
Well, Bill, I've been told that you have a few stories you could share with us.
Quite a few.
So you said you've been in this business for 50 years?
Pretty much.
Take me through the beginning. Where did it all begin?
With the same model I'm sitting on right now, an Oliver 88. I built one back in the 70s and graduated from brush pulling into super stock pulling with the ITPA, and wore myself and the tractor out doing that, and retired for a few years and purchased this diesel tractor first, and then kind of got it to come to the shows where they'd have a pull and just have fun pulling. And a friend of mine that you talked to earlier, Eric Talley, and I decided to start a little group of fun pullers, and we get these old tractors that's been on the sidelines, and we're getting them back out for people to see them and hear them and actually get a chance to see them go down the track, and we're having a lot of fun doing that. This makes about our second or third year, and it's growing every year, so we're having a lot of fun. Having fun now.
Well, I'd imagine if you didn't have fun with it, you probably wouldn't have stuck with it for 50 years.
I didn't know any better.
Well, and I mean, who wouldn't think that this is fun? It's just a bunch of big machines pulling against each other, right?
Yeah, it's try to outdo your neighbor every time you can. That's what started it.
So, understandably, within the last 50 years, as technology has gotten better, you want to talk me through how the tractor pulling culture has changed over the last 50 years?
Well, you know, when we started, and we just were at a meeting last winter, and a lot of the old timers were there, and we had some pictures of all the tractors of the past, and his first statement was, he was 93 years old, and that was Dale Rozier. He pulled with the ITPA for decades, and I think his family still does, but he looked up those pictures and he said, you know what? We build our stuff back then. There's not a cookie cutter tractor up there. Every one of them's different, and they're hand built. And you know, with the technology, to begin with, I think the first thing that really revolutionized my side of it, I pulled an alcohol tractor, and boy, they were not very dependable. And the technology with fuel injection has just went over the top. And the turbocharging technology has changed drastically. And so, you know, what they're running out there in today is eons ahead of what we were. And it's lots more dependable. Just takes a lot of money to make it that way.
Still must be nice to see that the tradition is still continuing after all these years.
You know, I've always appreciated the other pullers and beginners, and just like the gentlemen that were here a while ago that pulled 40 years ago. I still respect the hometown pull and the hometown guys, and we kind of want to keep it where some people can still have fun and still have a chance to do it.
Because at the end of the day, tractor pulling, it's not about whether or not your tractor wins or loses. It's just about having fun with the people that love to do the same thing that you do, right?
That's absolutely the truth. You know, when we were super stock pulling, most of us guys were all about the same age, and our families and kids were, and all the events were a family event and we got to be really good friends, and I've had those friends for 50 years. So a lot of good things come from, besides a first place trophy, is friendship.
Well, it sounds like that this whole tractor pulling thing has a very storied history, and I really do appreciate that you've shared it with me.
Well, thanks for taking the time to go around and see what's going on in pulling.
No problem. I think that that's just part of the enjoyment of the I&I Historic Farm Days, is you have to take in some of the history of the farms of the area. And if you come out here to check out the I&I Historic Farm Days, be sure to stop by the tractor pulling booth, because these people here are very friendly. They're more than willing to talk your ear off with stories and just teach you about the culture here and all of the enjoyment that comes with tractor pulling. Well, stay right here tuned to WITY for continued coverage of the I&I Historic Farm Days.